Earners, what's up? Look, the holiday season is supposed to be about joy and celebration, but let's be real. Finances could take a serious hit this time of year. Have you ever found yourself dipping into your savings or even adding to your credit card debt just to cover some holiday expenses? I know I've been there, and those months of catching up afterward, they're not fun. But what if you could approach this holiday season differently, without the stress? That's where Chime comes in. With a Chime checking account, you get features designed to help you stay in control of your money, like no monthly or maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, and my personal favorite, getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about it. No surprise fees draining your account and the flexibility to handle those holiday expenses when they pop up. Let me tell you about SpotMe. I remember a time when an overdraft fee hit me just because my timing was off with my paycheck. It was frustrating and unnecessary. With Chime, you don't have to deal with that. SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 without fees, and your next deposit just covers the balance. And here's something unique. Chime is all about community. You can even get a boost from a friend to temporarily increase your SpotMe limit. And when you help a friend out, they can boost you back. It's a real give and take that makes managing your finances feel a little more supportive. Millions of Chime members are making financial progress every day. To date, Chime has spotted members over 32 billion in transactions through SpotMe. And with access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, you can take care of your money anytime, anywhere. So enjoy the holidays while keeping your financial goals on track with Chime. Open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/earn. That's chime.com/earn. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debt card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Direct deposit timing depends on submission of payment file. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limit. Fees apply at out-of-network ATMs and for OTC withdrawals.
You made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.
All right. You said something that was insightful. You said this is going to be bigger than when Michael Jackson went against the music industry.
I believe so.
Michael and Prince, when Prince had Slave on his face.
Yeah, I believe so.
The money is bigger.
Not only is the money bigger, we get access to the information quicker. There wasn't social media. It wasn't heavy back then. We can read the actual petition. We can read the actual lawsuit in minutes as it comes out. We can go back and track everything. I think Drake has been dropping little, you know, breadcrumbs throughout his music over the last year and a half that is going to point directly to this situation. And I just think that it's interesting that the guy that people paint as, you know, the soft, light-skinned guy from Canada is now doing something that I don't think no other artist has the balls to do.
He's going against the industry.
He's going against not only the industry, the label that he has kept the lights on for over 15 years.
Yeah.
So he's really a hero in this situation.
We ought to see.
As far as like,
I just think that
he's William Wallace pretty much.
Like, yeah, I think it speaks to his character more than anything right now. I think it's like, oh shit, like word, like you taking Lucy in the court.
But for the people, because I already know the comments, they're gonna be like, oh, y'all glazing, y'all glazing. Yeah.
No matter what you say, you glazing.
No matter what you say, like,
these are just facts, man.
Let's be real.
And Hendrick on the table, and then whatever y'all want to say.
That battle without the backing of Universal, like this should happen with 50 when 50 and Iveen winning each other. It's the same shit, just a different decade.
But Kendrick did fight a tactical, strategic fight and had dope lyrics and dope songs.
Nobody's taking nothing away from that.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody's saying he didn't. What Drake, I believe, is saying is the business did something in this moment that directly
to make it bigger.
Tarnish my brand.
Not only that, but I have contract. You think that Beyonce's home would be allowed to put a picture of Beyonce's home would be allowed on DSPs with sex offender marks above it.
Come on, bro.
Anthony, these are things that happen, and we're not paying attention to that. We're thinking it's just a battle. I'm more than positive that the biggest artist in his world has some language in his contracts where what the DSPs did with that photo was definitely against his contract.
Yeah.
I'm more than positive because, again, this is big. This is billion-dollar business. This is not the average artist. This is the biggest artist in the world. One of the biggest artists in the world. Hmm. One of the three. Him, Taylor, Beyonce, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So
that's the real big three.
That's the real big three. So we want to talk big three.
That's the real
big three. This is big three business that we are now seeing. Yeah. This is a big three war that we're seeing right now. This is what happens when one of the big three decides, yo, the labels did some bullshit, and I'm going to make them pay for it.
Mm. On the other side, and some of the mistakes that he made when you talked to him, did you ever be like, bro, you going crazy, like fucking everybody, girl, so you should stop? Or
that type of, I don't get into none of that, man. I stay out of that, man. My conversations are very, it's just, I speak to him the same way I'm speaking to y'all, bro. It's conversations, bro. Like, I don't get into that.
So from
you don't do no messy convo, no way.
You saw Meek tweeted?
No.
He pretty much said, like, I'm paraphrasing, but like I told y'all, talking about the bots. Because he had complained that bots was he complained that bots was tearing down his image. And you know, Meek, he's had a tough time, right? So he was saying that a lot of this shit is not real and it's internet is fueled by bots. And so he's kind of getting some validation from Drake making his claim because he's like, when I said it, they said I was crazy. Mm-hmm. But now Drake is saying it. Like, so they're pretty much saying that there are social, the same thing that happened with the election, right? This is deeper than rap because this happened with Russia influencing the election, and Mark Zuckerberg had to go in front of Congress. This isn't conspiracy. This is actual facts that this actually does happen.
Oh,
where,
for sure.
Users are on social media that are not real users that are very vocal in comments and that persuades public opinion. So if I put a post up and 90 comments are negative, somebody looking at it, it's just human nature, you're going to tend to start looking at that post negative, and that gets the screen roll. Yeah. So that happens in real life. Like I said, it happened in the presidential election. Mm-hmm. So now they're saying this is actually being curated in the music industry. That's interesting. Yeah, Drake is saying that that's one of the reasons why that song became so big, because it shaped public perception once the momentum got moving on social media.
And I think that the fact that it shaped public perception, but again, and this is something that I said from the very start of this, love Kendrick, Kendrick fans, support Kendrick.
Yeah.
But him calling one of the biggest artists in the world a certified pedophile, to me, that was like, wait, y'all listening to this? Like, you see what happened with Jaguar Wright just went on Piers Morgan and said what she said about Jay and Beyonce.
Facts.
You'll never see Jaguar Wright. You might not ever see Jaguar Wright on another major platform again in your life.
But
hello.
All right, but to keep it in, all right, I hear, no, I hear, but
hello.
There is a precedent in the hip hop where people say crazy shit in battle rap. They call people gay.
Listen, God bless. We lost Pac and Big behind a rap battle. Neither one of them ever used a pedophile word. Jay and Nas went at it. Neither one of them.
And even I told him this. If that
you don't
shit
play with that
true,
word, bro, that's something
Kendrick
that
you would have said who the girl was he was fucking with. Just like he lied about the other kid Drake had. Like, come on, man.
So what's your
this
point about
the orchestrated hit, yo?
The pedophile, you can't call one of the biggest artists in the world a sex offender, and then the label pushed that record and pushed that message. They put millions of dollars behind that.
They would have sent a cease and desist, yo.
It's like, yo, bro, like y'all really,
like what?
Like y'all really pushed this message to try to defamate his character. And again, I don't know his business, but I'm more than certain that it affected some brands. Absolutely. And some people to kind of be like, yo, let this die because we don't know what's going on with this pedophile thing. Like, let's just kind of.
Especially after the Puff thing.
It didn't get as much traction, but did he not call Kendrick Lamar a wife beater and an abuser of women?
I think he posed the question. When you hit your, when you beat your girl, is because she's bigger
exactly.
than you.
Exactly. So that's calling him a abuser.
There's actual, like, This actual, I believe there's an actual
case
out on that happened in Vegas where he assaulted a female.
That they swept under the rug too for their financial.
I'm just saying, I think that this is out there.
So that wasn't just a bogus accusation.
Yeah, that wasn't.
I don't believe it was. And if it was, I think Drake is on the side of, yeah, but we didn't spend millions of dollars to push that message though. Mm.
Wrong is wrong, but like that,
it was a battle. I said some things. Cool. If it's not true, all right, correct. Good.
Yeah.
But I also didn't put $20-30 million behind this song into the DSPs and all of this, and then have Spotify take 30% less of a licensing fee to put this on.
Talk about that. What is that? Because even when Roy said that, I want to. Can you kind of just explain what does he mean by that? The 30% thing.
Because Lucian obviously is the biggest guy in the music business. Obviously, the DSPs and labels are one. So basically, it's insider trading.
They're in cahoots with each other.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So it's like you're going to take... They wouldn't do that for any other artists. No other artists do they drop their 30% licensing fee and say, okay, whatever, put your music here. Like,
just because they wanted to get it out there so much.
Yeah, they wanted to spread it. And make it a
business. Some of that business is above my pay grade, but like I said... What I'm standing on the side of, and again, I didn't speak to Drake about none of it. Well, I'm lying. I did. But I didn't speak to him in detail about what's happening. It's very surfaced. It's very like, let it all play out. People are going to see.
Oh, you spoke to him. You spoke to him recently.
Absolutely. All of this shit happened, and I got to hit my guy. Like, yo, what the fuck is happening right now? Yeah. But again, I don't speak about things that speak with guys I know and people I know privately. I don't speak about it publicly. Yeah. But I just gotta.
Is he in good spirits?
He's in great spirits.
It seems like he's bothered.
No,
it seems that way.
It's gonna. Even if he goes out here and buys a new plane, people are like, oh, he did that because he's mad.
Because he cut his hair. He's talking shit about D Rose, and he told him cut the Weeknd's music off. He's making some moves that are questionable.
Yeah, but if I'm not fucking with you, don't play my options.
I embraced you when you were signed to the Raptors. I put my arms around you. The city embraced you partly because I embraced you, and I'm the biggest guy in the city.
That's a fact.
I embraced you. I showed you love when the Raptors traded you. You came to my house and was depressed and crying. Not, probably not physically crying, but you were hurt about being traded. And I was the guy that was there for you, telling you, listen, you're going to be good. The city's going to always love you. And now all of a sudden, somebody's calling me the worst thing you can call anybody, in my opinion, and worse than a snitch. I don't care about that snitch shit. A pedophile is way worse than that.
That's a fact.
So now they're calling me this. You from Compton, I understand that. Not saying you can't be a
gangster. Yep.
But to stand in the video and dance on stage when he's calling me a pedophile.
Yeah, took it too far.
It's like, bro, like,
what are we doing?
It's cool to be like, yo, Kendrick, you my man, but yo, Drake is my homie too, bro. I can't do this video, bro. I can't support this message.
That's a fact.
I can't do
it. And that's the craziest part about Not Like Us. It's through Kendrick, exclusive license to Interscope. They didn't even put the shit on his album. So how did that
why?
And why not then put this shit on the album?
Because I feel like Universal knew that this was coming.
Absolutely. So let's make this a standalone release. And let's act as if we have him independent when he's not. Shout out to Wack. Wack was one of the first ones, even though he's from that side, to call it. And then to not place it on this album, why?
I'm of the belief, again, I don't know. I'm just, we just kept getting this in real time. I think that Universal knew what was coming.
Absolutely.
Behind what they did with this record and probably told now I do believe a deluxe is coming. I do believe Kendrick is going to add more songs to the album. He may put Not Like Us on there. I don't know, we're just speaking in real time.
Yeah,
but I believe it has something to do with this lawsuit, why they probably was like, wait, hold up, because if this song is on the album and there's a lawsuit behind this song, it may affect your entire project.
Yeah.
You made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors,
Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.